Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're known for being polite, so we give you a chance to talk too. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Hour KM to AM. It's the most wonderful time of the year again. Sports, sports, and more sports to talk. Oh my, the NFL free agency frenzy. The new league year is upon us. March Madness starts. The bracket is set. The World Baseball Classic. It's well underway. Maybe not exactly how you expected. Spring training's been going on. Guys are getting hurt while other guys are rising, trying to make the show. Maybe we'll talk about that. I don't know. Jose Quintana may not pitch until the All-Star break. Anthony Volpe and Jason Dominguez are not going to get their clock started. They won't be on the opening day roster. Check the NHL standings. Look at the Devils go. They're in a tie for points with the first-place Carolina Hurricanes, after shutting them out at home last night. Wish I could have been there. It's my wife's birthday, so I didn't go to Prudential Center last night. But thanks for joining us. Keith McPherson on the Fan until 12. I might want to talk about the Nets winning 5 out of 6. Being in 5th place, right over the New York Knicks, who ended their losing streak by getting a win in L.A. Alan Hahn reported that Aaron Rodgers attended last night's game at the Staples Center, now known as Crypto.com Arena. Well, if Aaron Rodgers was there, who talked to him? Right now, folks, we are still in this holding pattern. But I will say that today became more real than any of these other days, these last 60 days, it seems, of Aaron Rodgers' watch. Seems like today is the day. But I was offline from 4 o'clock to 6:30. No, it's not confirmed yet. No news, really. We've had some tweets. We've had some celebrations. But I'm waiting on Shefty to give us some details. I'm waiting on somebody actually to say it's done. It's not done until it's done. But I think today Jets fans took a deep breath, because finally it feels like he's yours. This is a franchise-changing move. Aaron Rodgers is different, though. Aaron Rodgers always seems to think outside the box, have an agenda. And after what Mark Murphy had to say last week, I feel like he's trying to stick it to the Packers. Maybe not stick it to the Jets, but whatever. As the NFL free agency started at 12 o'clock, there's been a bunch of signings. I would guess 20 to 30 guys have signed, switched teams. And there's movement. Teams are getting better. Teams are getting worse. I am enjoying watching them disband the Eagles. We will talk about the Eagles losing a few different players and how I think their run is done. But right now, we're waiting on Aaron Rodgers to emerge. We're waiting on concrete evidence that says he is going to be traded to your New York Jets. But I just get the feeling that this guy loves all of this. I get the feeling that this guy is either sitting back, watching all of this, delaying this news and laughing, enjoying all of the talk here in New York, all of the talk on the television shows. I feel like here in New York at WFAN, we're saying it's done, done deal. We're celebrating. But nationally, at least from when I was watching a little bit of ESPN and NFL Network, they're not ready to say it's done. They were almost kind of panicking. Wait, what? Who confirmed this? Schefter's in the background trying to get somebody on the phone. NFL Network, they're saying, oh, it's not concrete yet. Well, last Monday I did a five-hour show. And when I got home, I see the tweet at 12:30 and I'm listening to Sal Licata. Trey Wingo was the first one to report on anything that like gave us a feeling that this was real. If you remember my show last week or anything I said prior to, I just felt like this was, you know, giving left at the altar vibes. That Jets fans were obsessing over Aaron Rodgers and it wasn't reciprocated. But last week, when Trey Wingo was the first to report that, hey, they have been talking, that was the first little bit that made you say, okay, this is going down. This is real. At least we know they're speaking. Fast forward a week later, Trey Wingo is the first to report at 2:52 today. On Twitter, he says, hearing Rodgers to the Jets is done. History about to repeat itself between New York and Green Bay. Time is indeed a flat circle. Now, I don't know if he's in on the inner circle. I don't know who he knows. But if you believe Trey Wingo wouldn't risk his credibility, as I do, I've had Trey on a few times. I have his number. I'm not going to ask him to join. I'm not even going to text him because I feel like he's under a little bit of a spotlight right now because this has to get done. This has to go through. You see Jets like Garrett Wilson celebrating on Twitter. He's on vacation saying he can enjoy his vacation now. Sauce Gardner put out that whole video last week, burning the cheese head, begging Aaron Rodgers to come this way. He's happy. Breece Hall saying, we manifested this. It has to go down. And maybe it happens tonight. It could be minutes away, it could be hours away, or it could be days away. How long can they actually drag this out? We'll talk about it. It can't go on forever. There are some important dates to note. But Jets fans, call me up. I feel for you. I have a lot of friends that are Jets fans that have been every single day waiting for this to happen. And even when I was on Friday, we thought it could get announced. The weekend goes by, nothing. And now on this first day of NFL free agency where you're finding out who's going where, who's being signed, who's getting their money, who's requesting a trade. But where is the concrete evidence that Aaron Rodgers is all in, right? That's all we heard all weekend was that Aaron Rodgers just has to give the yes, the okay, that the Jets know and the Packers know what the deal would be, but we just need to know if Aaron Rodgers is down. Is he down? I think he's down. We saw the clip of Brandon Marshall talking to him, and he said it won't be long. Well, it's starting to get long. It's starting to take some time now. I don't know what the wait is for. 877-337-6666. I know what the wait is for. This guy likes to play games. He's different, and he wants everybody talking about him and waiting on him, and he may want to do it on his own terms. I don't know if his own terms are publicly on Pat McAfee. I don't know if his own terms are on his own Twitter account, but you're holding people hostage. You're holding fans hostage on both sides, Green Bay and right here in New York for the Jets. You're holding players hostage that want to sign and might want to join you on the Jets or might want to go to the Packers but don't know if you're going to be there or not. I feel like that's not right. I feel like that's not fair to your brothers in the NFL and all of these people waiting on you. We need an answer. We need an answer fast. But yeah, other than that, folks, I will fill in the blanks around all of the Aaron Rodgers calls and speculation. I feel like at this point we're past the speculation. It's a done deal. We'll talk more about what could potentially be holding this up, what could happen if this goes south, but I really don't even want to talk too far deep into it going south. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. It makes sense for both sides. We're just waiting on Aaron Rodgers to emerge, and he's the worst kind of guy to have to wait on. But the quarterbacks have disappeared, right? Derek Carr last Monday signed. Today we find out Jimmy Garoppolo has signed. We found out that Mike White has signed. We found out that even Sam Darnold has a new home. But what is the deal with Aaron Rodgers? We're waiting on it. I do want to get into conversation around the World Baseball Classic. I felt bad for Yankees relief pitcher Jonathan Loaisiga. The Yankees haven't sent many guys to this World Baseball Classic, but after Jonathan Loaisiga gave it up, he had a quote yesterday. He said, "I don't want to make any excuses. I failed, and it hurts because the whole country was waiting for me to perform and save that game." Well, it's tough, man. It's tough. But the World Baseball Classic, I feel like everybody's talking about the atmosphere. Everybody's talking about the stadiums and the ballparks and not so much the games. I watched a little bit of Mexico wash the United States. I think the biggest story coming out of there is what Venezuela was able to do beating DR and PR when everybody thought that the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico were the two clear favorites. Well, that's why they line it up, and that's why they play. March Madness, the bracket is out. If you care to talk March Madness, it's in play. Like, we might as well, but I know that talk won't really heat up until Wednesday or Thursday. It's still Aaron Rodgers dominating the airwaves. Other than that, I mean, Trevor Bauer signed. If you care, Trevor Bauer is going overseas to play. And other than that, man, I already know what it's going to be. It's Aaron. Like, I'm looking at the calls right now. All the calls are lining up. Aaron Rodgers, I know I asked for him. But earlier online, I was talking to someone. And I said, I won't let Aaron Rodgers dominate my show. I honestly thought it was going to be a done deal. I thought we were going to get boom, 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 the information and all the details. But nope, here we are. A five-hour show. You've got me till midnight. We're going to talk Aaron Rodgers, and I will fill the blanks with different stories from NCAA March Madness, from the NHL, from the NBA, which is great right now as we're getting closer to the Stanley Cup playoffs and the NBA playoffs. And, of course, the NFL is king, even in the offseason. Whoever writes these NFL scripts, they need a raise because the NFL finds ways to just dominate with no games on. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're going to break right here, and then we're going to hit the phones. If you couldn't get in on Carton and Roberts or Tiki and Tierney or the morning show, I'd love to talk to you. Once again, you got me till 12 KM to AM. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.